We'll call this meeting of April 9th, 2018 to order. First item on the agenda is reorganization. Want to move forward with that? Do we have staff? Do you want to let us know what?
Yep, so we'll do reorganization for a chair and a vice chair. We just need a motion and a second with a voice vote to approve those nominated.
Should we remind the commission the current chair and vice chair?
The current chair is Andy. Do we know who the vice chair is?
I think that spot is one of the people that went off.
That went off.
And so we are short.
The vice chair is vacant.
Is the mayor working on recruiting more?
I sent him another reminder today.
Okay.
Is he? I don't know.
Okay, but he's aware of it.
Yeah. Yeah, being down to five members puts way too much burden on the remaining five. It makes it darn tough when we've got a need for a meeting for anybody to have a conflict.
Right, we gotta have four for a quorum.
Yeah.
So I guess we're looking for a nomination?
Nomination for chair and vice chair. Vice chair, really the only job for vice chair is to be the place of chair if they're absent.
I'll nominate Andy again to be the chair, and Jay for vice chair.
Oh, that could be efficient. Do I have a second?
Sure.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Do you accept, Jay?
I'm fine.
All right, I accept, I guess. All those in favor, signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Okay, that motion carries. Okay, reorganization is complete. Commissioners asking about additional members to the commission would be appreciated. Thank you, Mayor. Second item on the agenda, Legacy Group parking setback variance. Sarah, do you want to introduce that, or Bruce?
Sarah can.
Great.
So we have in front of us a variance. The applicant was Legacy Development. They currently have an approved plan review from the Planning Commission for development on the east half of this block between Minnesota and Monongalia, as you see on the screen there. There is kind of a 5 to 10 foot right-of-way acquisition, right-of-way parking setback being asked, going from south to or north to south, five-foot setbacks in the north and 10 in the south. The city, back when they expanded First Street, acquired several right-of-way strips, and the 1 foot steps reflect the old residential lots that used to be there that are now combined for this project. The property is zoned general business. I think that's what I've got for you. Is there anything else you have to add?
The key to this variance request is similar to what we've seen up and down First Street, and that's the city's had to acquire right-of-way over the years, thereby creating an impediment to development that's no fault of the developer.
Mm-hmm.
They're buying property with reduced lot depth, and that's
okay.
Creating the really the need for the variance. Can they be developed without the variance? Probably. Can they be developed efficiently and profitably? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was recognized by previous boards that these types of variances are legitimate, and they were able to make the statutory findings for those variance requests.
This is not going to affect the sidewalk there at all, is it?
Not at all.
Nope.
Because that's the only real issue that
yep.
I see.
Sidewalk.
As long as we keep the sidewalk, because First Street is real problematic anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to provide an area of 5 feet wide to 10 feet wide on the other side of the sidewalk.
On the other side. Back here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so you're going to have anywhere from, because here's the sidewalk,
right.
The dash line, so you're going to have anywhere from 5 feet here to 10 feet here of that width.
So it's a little bit bigger.
So I
It's not going to be like in front of McDonald's where they got the, you know, little...
It'll actually be more than McDonald's.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They'll have more setback than McDonald's.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. There'll still be setbacks, so there
like
will
the
be...
retaining wall on that?
Yeah.
Because they got the retaining wall right up next to the sidewalk.
I don't believe you've got any retaining wall planned for this,
no,
do you?
No.
Yeah, so there's not. Parking right down to that.
Yep. I guess this is a public hearing, so maybe we can open the public hearing. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak? Jim?
Thank you. Jim Bach, Marcus Construction, representing Legacy Group Developers. Bruce has said it. It really affects the north end of the development more so, just because of the way the First Street runs,
mm-hmm.
And how the building has been set in there, and really it's you know, without this variance, it greatly affects the parking, which is at a premium anyhow with this particular development. So.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing no one else from the public, I will close the public hearing. Commissioners, do you have any other questions or concerns? It seems pretty in line, if not more of setbacks than we are seeing on First Street currently.
I got a question for Jim.
Yeah.
Is this, I mean, I know you don't have all your tenants yet, do you?
No.
Is this going to, as far as you know, is this going to be primarily like short-term parking? It's not going to be development in there that's going to be somebody's parked for the day? Or you don't have a clue on that?
Yeah, we really don't know that. We don't anticipate that we would, I mean, you're going to have, again, parking is at a premium.
Right.
You
right.
know, they would probably be encouraging business owners to be maybe parking more on the street and less parking in the lot.
Mm-hmm.
But the lot is, you know, it is what it is.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Sorry. I didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I can see if there's an office use in there.
Yeah.
You're going to have some all day parking.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep.
But it's designed for that, and it's
right.
sized for that. Most of the traffic in these types of strip centers is very short term.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there is two drive up windows on either end of the development.
That is correct. Yep.
So, you know, kind of in theory, we'll have those two tenants will be in and out sort of nature.
Sure. Tom, or
what about
Chris?
Any like signage for it? Because I know one of my big issues is right down the street there with Johnson Moody. I use that turn a lot.
Yes.
And their sign, you have to pretty much get all the way out into First Street to start being able to see around that sign.
You know, it has been a discussion. There is a sign that we, it's currently in design.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that we were a little bit fearful of is pulling out on First Street with just a big monument type sign. And so there would be open space in the design to accommodate the visual needs of the traffic.
And you're looking at the primary signage going?
Correct.
Yes. So it's not near the corner.
Yeah. Yes.
And when they do a pole sign like that, our ordinance requires a minimum of 7 feet underneath the sign
mm-hmm.
for visibility.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because the one at Rice Hospital is really bad too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Up on the corner there, Becker.
Tom, did you have any questions? Or?
Nope, I got mine answered already.
Sure. Do we have any other questions, or I'd entertain a motion?
Why don't you review the findings?
Yep, the circle bullets. There.
Circle bullets.
Then those can be incorporated into a motion.
Perfect. Yeah, the following considerations shall not constitute practical difficulty. Okay. The following affirmative findings shall be made by the Board of Zoning Appeals prior to determination that practical difficulties exist. The property owners proposes to use the property in a reasonable manner, not permitted by the zoning ordinance. The plight of the landowner is due to unique circumstances not created by the landowner. The variance, if granted, will not alter the essential character of the locality, and the variance, if granted, will not determine nor endanger the public welfare. With these findings in mind, do we have a motion from my commissioners?
I'll make the motion that we approve the variance.
Great. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? This is a roll call vote. All in favor, signify by saying aye. We'll go first with Chris.
Aye.
Tom?
Aye.
Jay?
Aye.
Andy, aye. 4 ayes, 0 nays. That motion passes.
Very good.
Thank you very much. Do we have any miscellaneous items on the agenda?
Not today.
Chris, do you want to introduce yourself just real quick?
Yeah.
I am Chris Frank. I am a young attorney here in town.
Which, on your own practice?
Frank Law Office with Frank me Law. And my father.
Oh,
so.
Excellent. Well, welcome. Thank you very much for joining us.
I know, the mayor was asking for help on these, so.
Yeah.
It's good. We appreciate that.
Yeah, we do.
Now when Chris leaves and the planning commission comes in, his dad can sit in that chair.
There you go.
Oh, they said the first name?
No.
My dad and I had that issue.
Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thanks. Second?
Second.
All right. Thank you. Maybe meeting adjourned.
In and out.
In and out.
Boom.
Anything else?
No,
Jay.
That's it.
Okay, we're good?
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
I apologize.
No worries. No worries.
I know it's a jury. Robert G. Kirkland. And so.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Andy.
Yes,
appreciate
it.
Thanks, Chris.
And it, it doesn't you, matter. They should just pick one of you. So at the time, the college students were checking jerseys. They said, well, you can have it.
Yeah.
Then they came again the next year. And I said, your turn. And I was working then. So, so I got to go to jury duty. I never got called to a jury, but I was 19, 20 years old. They didn't want me on.
Sometimes you wonder.
No. Well, welcome again, Sarah.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here.
Just got here.
Yes.
You're going to take over for him when he leaves this fall?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Sure.
Or sooner.
Or sooner. I think so.
We don't.